Blog Talk Radio.
Back on live, man. I know the vibes already, man. Fierce Hip Hop, man. Got the guy right here on the line right now, man. I'm calling this guy the Lyrical. He's on a lyrical rampage right now. I think what's dope about this guy is the fact that every project he's dropping, bars after bars after bars. Pardon himself. Let me get him in here, man. Red, what's good, my nigga? Pardon me.
What's up? What's up, brother, man? How you feeling, man? I'm good.
How you doing, man? What's good, man? Let's talk, man. What's good, fam?
I get excited for this type of shit, man. Not just interviews. You know, I hate interviews, but I want to kick it with niggas who know what they talking about.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
right.
We got a good rapport,
yeah, we do.
Man.
yeah, we do.
How you feeling, my nigga? How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling energized. I'm feeling passionate right now. I feel there's a lot of feelings I got right now, but I'm feeling ready.
Can I compare you to an athlete right now who right now has the hot hand? Everything he touches right now is gold. He can't miss with everything he's doing. Can I give you that analogy?
Who? Let me know. I need to know who is that? Who's that?
I'm talking about you right now.
Who's the athlete?
I'm giving you right now. You hitting 30 right now. I'm giving you KD right now. I'm giving you KD numbers right now.
Oh, yeah.
You put it up KD numbers.
I'm taking that. I like that analogy. I like that. He's an assassin.
Mm-hmm. Are you having
he's
more
an
fun
assassin.
Now compared to – are you having more fun now compared to when you did – 11 years ago, 12 years ago, when you worked with Static Selector? No, I'm just saying, are you having fun right now?
Absolutely.
Your music,
absolutely.
Your
it's not even compared. I can't even compare. I'm having way more fun. It's on my terms. You know what I'm saying? It's on my terms. I can do what I want, say what I want. I don't got nobody, you know, breathing over my shoulder. Not that I did before, but it's just like, it's more acceptable now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know motherfuckers saying, oh, yo, this is the new A. Nah, I've been doing this shit for a long time, man. I've been talking
right.
filthy for a long time. So it's not no new shit for me. But now it's just more acceptable. It's more cool. It's more niche. It's more whatever you want to call it. But, yeah. But, nah, I've been doing this shit for a long time. But to answer your question, hell, yeah, man, I'm having a ball right now.
You said in one of your lines, you said you've been doing this for 20 years, man. When you write a line like that and you start going into other lines to match the 20 years you've been here, do you sit back and reflect, like, my nigga, I've been here 20 years rhyming where niggas are still fucking with me. I got a fan base. And even more now, I'm getting love like crazy. Does it bug you the fuck out that you're getting the recognition you're getting now compared to maybe in the mixtape era?
You know what is different, three? Like, because I got, yo, it wasn't social media before. So it wasn't no Instagram. I was around before that. So it was crazy, too, though. It was crazy. It just was in a different form. Like, all right, so you know, we used to go out and with our mixtapes, with our little box of mixtapes on Canal Street, you know, and dish our shit off. We didn't have no street. It wasn't no streaming services. That was our streaming services, like the bootleggers or whatever. So we dropping our shit off. And that's where you get the response, where they like, yo, duffel bag rain. You know, the Africans, they out there like, yo, you this, you that. So you feeling that, and you feeling the energy, and you go for how many boxes they taking and how many CDs they taking. That's how you know if you lit or not.
Right.
I was there, though. Like, I was in the height of it. Like, I felt the pressure, the same pressure that I do now, but it wasn't no social media. The streaming services wasn't really, you know, together like that. iTunes was just like a new thing, like, you know what I mean, all this shit was new.
Right.
You know, I come from Napster and all, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was there.
Right, yeah.
Napster and all that other crazy shit. So It's just it was crazy before too, bro. It was definitely crazy before. It just wasn't social media, and I couldn't gauge it. You know, if you understand what I'm saying, I couldn't gauge how popping I was. You know what I mean? I couldn't really gauge. Now I can gauge this analytics, this all this other shit. You know what I mean? You can look at the numbers and be like, all right, well, Ransom's doing this. He got to be popping. So, yeah, that's the only difference, though. But, you know, same shit, though.
So let's look at this, man. We got three directors cut. We got a deleted scenes, right? And we're talking about you dropping 5 mic verses. Is that fair to make that assessment? Am I right on what I'm saying, sir? Is that what you're doing right now?
Absolutely, man. Like, ain't nobody doing what I'm doing right now. And I, you know what's crazy?
Yeah, you are. Talk to me.
I'm not even, honestly, I swear to God, when I say, yo, when I dropped 7, I was just trying to warm up. I was trying to warm it up for the Big Ghost project. Like, that was literally like a warm up to see, like, you know what I mean? Just to get people ready. But, man, I didn't know they was going to react like this. So, all right. So y'all in trouble, man. Like,
yeah, but see, you really? Do this all the time, though. Because you said this the same thing about deleted scenes. You're like, yo, I ain't no nigga who's going to eat up deleted scenes like that. You
did not.
My nigga, you
I did not know
on
that.
Deleted scenes more than we did. That's crazy.
I did. Bro, well, you got to remember, I was not even going to put that those were songs that was never going to come out. So, of course, I'm like, you know, I don't know if I should. You know, I'm real sensitive about my shit, so I'm like, but it worked. I'm like, damn. But some of that goes to, and this is for artists coming up, you know, timing too, man. Like, yeah, once you put, you know, timing is everything, man. Like, when you hot, sometimes shit just work. And that wouldn't normally work, but it just worked. You know what I'm saying? Like, they call it in basketball a heat check. Like, sometimes you just shoot from half court to see if that motherfucker about to go in. And if you don't win, you know you fucking hot. You hot. So it's like, like, even Royce, what Royce said on, you know, on Twitter, he's like, man, you got the juice right now. Like, that's how I feel it. I feel that. I feel that. Everybody get their time, right? Like, everybody get their time. I just feel like mine is now. I feel like mine is now, so... That's where I'm at.
With the splash of reinventing yourself, would you say that also, or no?
No, I wouldn't say that.
From production now, you know, soulful sounds you have right now. I did that before. Right now, you brought the soulful shit back. I'm saying that right now.
You think so? That shit never really died out. Like, I don't know. That shit never really died out. Like, you always had Rock Marsh being like niggas had the soulful shit. And I always had soulful shit, so I was like, I don't know if that shit died out. I don't know about that one. I like to brag and shit like that, but I don't know. You know what I would say? You know what I would say? It'd been a lot of discussion between the whole drumless shit and non-drumless. I would say that. I kind of brought that shit to the forefront where, all right, niggas was, you know, nigga, a couple drumless beats here and there, but I did like 3-4 projects in a row without drums and shit. And nailed them. And on top of that, it wasn't like a thing I set out to do. Like, yo, I'm about to rap on these drumless beats. I don't know what niggas be thinking. Like, no, nigga, it's a feeling. Like, I'm creating. Like, if I'm creating, that's just what the fuck it is. But sometimes it's drum. Like, 7 had drums. All right, cool. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I just want the hottest shit. I don't care if it got drums.
Hold on. I'm listening to Lusser. And you said, and I quote in the intro, you said, this that soul right here. Y'all niggas ain't giving them this. That's what you said
they
in
not.
The intro, my nigga. I'm just quoting what you said.
I did say that. You know what I mean, though? Look, it's a difference. All I'm saying is it's a difference, bro. I'm not saying that niggas ain't giving them. So I'm just saying my shit is just different, bro. My shit is that raw uncut shit. That shit over there is cookie cutter shit, man. It's cookie cutter shit, man. I'm giving you different shit.
Well, let's talk about the Seven Project here, man. The title Seven Project is kind of self-explanatory, right? Seven joints here, right?
Right.
The Envy song produced by Nicholas Craven, man. I love this beat, Ran. It sounds like a damn orchestra in the background. When Nicholas gives you a beat like this, is it kind of a no-brainer? Yeah, give me that beat. Let me get my 1-2 on here.
Kinda, yeah, because you know he'll send a crazy pack, and then you know, mm-hmm. Yeah. When I heard that, I'm like, I already set that aside. Like, yeah, I'm probably gonna do something to that. So yeah, almost like yeah, that's a no brainer. I'm on that. You know, man, you never know what's gonna become, but when I hear it, I mostly be like, yeah. Let me put that to the side. So yeah, for the most part, yeah.
Always wonder why niggas envy me. Your bitchy attitude remarks just never offended me. Know your identity before you try to pretend to be in tune with me. Envy somebody. Envy woke me the end of me. Yo, you was wildin' on here, man. Wildin' on here, man. You know what I mean? So before you say all the niggas was hating, don't place yourself inside the situation. You do songs like this where it's like giving yourself a buck 50 or 2 minutes is just not fair. There's no hook, and you just rhyme, and you can do that in your sleep.
let me explain that too, because I seen a lot of, you know, a lot of niggas coming with the, because you know, Banks came with an album with three verses, and you know what I mean, like on every joint. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So like, nigga, I see a lot of talk like, oh, I'm glad, bruh. I am just fucking creative. I'm the type that's like, if I'm writing, I just want to go. Mm-hmm. I don't want to stop for no hook. Like, I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not,
right.
I'm not one of those guys. I'm going to do a song that's structured with 3/16, and I'm not doing that, bro.
Right.
Nah, I'm not in no way shading Banks, because that shit is fucking phenomenal, and I'm on that shit, so I already know what it is. Like,
of course.
That shit is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. But that's how he coming. This is how I'm coming. Like, I'm coming with,
right.
Sometimes when I'm writing, I'm just going to go until I stop. And that's just that. Like, yeah, whether you like it, if you like it or not, that's basically right. What it is. That's it. And sometimes I feel like, oh, yeah, let me put a hook. And sometimes I'm putting a hook all the way at the end of 60 bars. Let me throw a hook on the end, like, because that's what I'm feeling. It was a feeling thing for me. But, yeah, like, when I hear the beat, I just go, man. I don't ask questions, man. I don't try to fit into a curriculum. You know what I'm saying? A box.
Right.
I just do what I do.
Now, the Banks joint, was this a more like, okay, I'm going to do a verse for you, you do a verse for me type thing? Swap verses type thing when you guys linked up?
Nah, no, it wasn't. That's the crazy part. It was like...
Wow. Okay.
Yo, man, yeah, nah, it wasn't like that. It was like, yo, I would love to, you know, and that shit crazy happened on Twitter. That's where it started.
Wow. It
started on Twitter, and then, yeah, it started on Twitter with most of the shit, most of these features that, you know, they usually start on Twitter.
Right,
yeah,
right.
It starts on Twitter. It'd be the fans, it'd be like, or the blogs, like, it'd be
is that
like
dope,
you
dope?
Talking your shit. That's fire.
Man, is that dope?
That's fire, man. Yeah, no, that's fire, man.
That the fans are trying to create features and collaborations and shit like that on social media.
Hell yeah.
And then niggas link up and then, you know.
It's dope. You know when it's dope? It's dope when it actually happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit
right.
is fire. Like, so the fan, it's kind of like the fans have a say in, and they have their hands on the project almost. Like, yo, this is what I want to hear. This is what I want to hear. And then they actually get it. That's fire, man. So that's how that Banks shit came along. It was like, yo, the fans asked for it. We worked it out. He did the verse for me, and then he spun back and was like, yo, you think you want to get on this shit? Like, yeah, let's hell yeah, hell yeah, let's get this shit, man. That's
but
the history.
I noticed what Banks did, right? Banks, not to talk about Banks too long here, but what Banks did on his project was more of. He was letting niggas set the rhyme off. He set the bar off, and then he let niggas go second and then finish off with a second verse. He did it on every feature he was on. You know what I'm saying? Is that conscious
smart
that you guys do that? Or you like, fuck it, I'm going to let you rock in one verse, and we out?
No, that's smart by him. That's smart by him because you got your instances where, all right, for instance, I sent Royce, I'm like, nah, nigga, you're not about to do me like you did me before. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna send you about 40 bars and let you deal with that. So what he do? He sent me back 80. Like, nigga, what are we doing, bro? Like, so I mean, like, yo, bro, relax. Like, you gotta relax, homie. So it's like, this nigga's crazy. Like, oh, you gotta relax, brother. Yeah, man. Like,
bro,
so you gotta really watch. You gotta watch with these. These niggas crazy, man.
But on the Greed joint, you talking about the Greed song where you and Royce the 5'9". Now, I don't know if you got to hear what I said, but this is my take on this, right? I said that what's going on here? Because Rand's rapped to like 127, and then here comes Royce going ham. Like, it kind of reminded me like Cannabis or Beast from the East. Like, niggas just let this nigga rap mad long. I'm like, Red, are you going to get back in it? Let me ask you, when you got the verse back, you didn't want to drop another verse?
How? What are we going to do, a nine-minute song? Like, I'm like, he left me no more room. Yo, he just, yeah, he does it on purpose. He does it on purpose. That's my fault, though. I should have just sent him 80. Like, I should have sent him 80. Like we not going to do that. Like, you can't play with him. You cannot play with 5'9".
Yeah. Wow, man.
You cannot play with that man. Nah, he one of them dudes, man.
Back to the bank strike, though, Rand. Was that more like a bucket list thing for you? For you and Banks to work, to link up and do a song together?
I wouldn't say bucket list, but it was definitely like, wow. It was a wow thing. Like, oh, shit, like, you know, we from the same era.
Like, right.
And then, you know,
right.
And if you ask a certain type of, you know, depending on who you ask, you know, people will say we always had words and always went back and forth. So it was definitely like, all right, this is dope. This is dope. Like, you know what I mean? There's a lot of behind the scenes shit people don't know and shit.
Right.
Because you know, imagine. Like that back then wasn't social media and shit. So it was like a lot of stuff going, you know, a lot of little shit going on behind the scenes and but it was never nothing crazy between me, Banks, you know, Yayo or nothing like that. But if this was like, would this ever happen? But then it happened. So it's like, it's dope, man. Like, I told Banks, I said, man, I appreciate it, man, because I do. I really appreciate him reaching out and us getting that shit done.
Wow. This nigga said, it's about time. There's always an opinion when niggas doubt mine. I shoot perfect from three, and they'll see you miss from the foul line. I get sick with these foul. Yo, you be wildin', man. Yo, when I learned about you in this project, and I don't know if people really be listening to you, you always drop jewels, my nigga. When you say, whether you hate or love us, pray to judges, take our brothers. Fools will learn from mistakes. A genius learn from mistakes of others. Like, little shit like that, my nigga. Like, I don't know if you get a lot of respect when we talk about dropping jewels for niggas' heads. Like, oh, shit, word.
I don't
right,
know.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I agree, bro. I agree, man. That's why I be like, yo, what are we talking about here? Like, I don't mean to throw other niggas under the bus, but I be like, yo, I'm not a conscious rapper. I'm not a gangster rapper. I'm not a this rapper. I'm not a that rapper. I just, I'm a full, you know what I'm saying? I'll try to give you everything under the sun. Like, and so, and on top of that, and I'm trying to be competitive on top of that. I'm trying to be the best pen. I'm trying to be the best artist. On top of all of that, I'm trying to be the best. So, I don't know, Three. I don't be knowing, man. Niggas be throwing a lot of names in the ring. oh, this nigga be talking that talk. Or I'll be like, really?
All right. So let's, really? Let's have some real talk, my nigga. Let's have some real talk then. So when I see a nigga like B-Dot has a list of top 10 niggas in 2021, and I'm going to be honest, when I don't see Ransom, Papoose, and RJ Payne's name, I got a beef with that. Yo, man, my nigga, I love Hov. I love Nas. Jim is cool. You know what I mean? But, dog, what the fuck are we talking about? If we're talking about music and you niggas are covering hip-hop, where have you niggas been the last couple of years? Ran has been killing everything known to man, my nigga, from projects to five mic verses. Like, that shit is, like, bugged in me that you don't even get a – you're on a top 10 list in 2021?
Hey, three, we not going to leave this out either, man, because they'll be like, oh, what, it's about the impact. All right, let's talk about that.
Okay.
I debuted in the top five. Right, not just rap albums, albums period. I'm looking for country, whatever. Right,
right.
This is we talking about an independent artist, no cosign, no Jay-Z, no fucking Yo Gotti, none. I don't got nobody, bro. All right, so top five iTunes, top 200 in the world streaming albums, in the world. Top 200. So we not talking about they quick to throw that impact shit in there. They're not quick to. Let's not just say, yo, Ran is dope. Nah, Ran is doing his numbers too, nigga. Let's not. All right. Let's go. Let's really talk though, nigga. Look right now. My album been out a week. I'm still got the top 20 in the, I don't have a machine behind me, bro. I don't got nothing.
Facts.
I don't even do videos, bro.
Which I got
I don't
a problem
do interviews.
With, though, right?
I know. That's another story. Look, I don't do I don't do no crazy interviews. I'm not on drink chains. I'm not doing none of that shit, right? I don't do none of that shit.
You should be on there.
So to say that I ain't got an impact, like, oh, we going off impact too. I'm charting and them niggas ain't. Them niggas ain't. I'm talking about niggas like, and no disrespect to Jim Jones and all that. I'm doing better numbers than him. So stop playing with me, bro. With a lower fan base, like, if we're going off social media, no, I don't have millions of followers, but I'm doing better numbers. So let's talk. What are we talking about? Impact. I am the impact. I am the impact, nigga. Yeah, it bothers me. Nah, I don't really bother me. I just like talking shit, man.
My thing is, niggas are posting up, you know, and I'm going to say names, I don't care. Elliot Wilson and B-Dot, they post a lot of people's albums, and I'm like, yo, post Ransom shit up there. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's show love to everybody that's dropping. Let's not just do, like, don't do that. You know what I mean? No disrespect to Baby and them niggas on there, Drake and them niggas, but I just feel that if I don't see niggas that's doing consistently with the music, with the music and the rhymes, how you don't make a list is fucking crazy.
We're gonna keep it all the way, unbiased, right? We're gonna keep it all the way unbiased, right? With that list, because I know what they'll say to counteract everything we'll say. Even with the RJ Payne, niggas like RJ Payne like should be on there. Niggas like Poos and all these other niggas. There's a lot of names that could be and should be on there.
Right.
But I know what they'll say, right? I know what they'll say. Oh, well, it's about impact and this. All right, that's cool. You can't pull that shit. You can't say that with me. I am doing numbers. You can't say that with me. I am on the charts. I don't have a front page on iTunes. I don't have none of these shits that these niggas are afforded on labels. I don't have none of that shit. And I am still doing better numbers than niggas with $1 million budgets. So don't tell me about no fucking impact. So you can't say that with me. You can't say that with me. I do my numbers. I'm on the charts. I'm independent. My shit fire. I'm on other niggas. Oh, Lloyd Banks shit was a classic. And then what? I'm on his shit too. Killing his shit. I'm on Papoose shit.
Facts.
I'm on Rosenberg shit. I'm killing all these shit. So don't, we're not talking about no impact. Let's let's erase that. So now if I'm not on your new updated fucking list, because by the time that list come out, I'm gonna have two other projects that's destroying everybody else shit anyway. You're hating on me. Like you are hating on me. You're hating
on me.
Where
does that come from though? Where does that come from, man? Where does that?
Well, I know them niggas.
Can you smack somebody up niggas. And double XL back in the day?
I know them niggas. Look, you know the crazy shit part? Three? You know the crazy shit three? I fuck with B-Dot and Elliot. I fuck with them. I fuck with them dudes. Like, you know, they be seeing me and shit where they be seeing me in spots they don't think a nigga like me should be at. They be thinking they low at these Jay-Z. They be thinking they low at these Jay-Z parties, and they run at a nigga like, what is Rand doing in a fucking Jay-Z? It's only supposed to be Jay. Like, I'm there too, nigga. Are you fucking kidding me?
Right.
And I be like, yo, B-Dot, what's up with you, bro? What's up with you? You're wildin'. Yo, Ren, I'm just, all right, cool. Like, I know them niggas, like, for a long, 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 long time. So when I talk my shit, I'm just talking my shit, B, but I need to be on that list, man. Stop playing with me.
Yeah, you got to be on the list, though, Ren. It's a thin line between talking your shit, my nigga, and showing damn respect to niggas who's putting in work and consistent music, my nigga. Like, I be want to ask niggas, are you niggas listening, though? That's my question, man, because there's no way I go to track four and I hear rap produced by Chuck, and this fucking sinister-ass guitar this nigga has with that sample to me is fucking crazy, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you talk to me about you and Chuck, man, because I tweeted you, I like Chuck beats, though, man. I hold you, these two beats
nah,
you lace you with.
Fire.
But the first one, the rap beat, though. Talk to me.
Nah, he's fire, man. He's somebody that I've been trying to corral this dude and shit. I don't know the story or whatever, but I've been trying to get him, trying to lock him in for a project or something, bro. But he sent me some beats and shit, and most of them shit, well, all of them shit is fire. But and at that tech, I got Wrath and I got a Sloth and I got a couple of either other joints and shit that I did. Mm. So he's fire. He's out of that Etho camp, man. He's out of the Etho camp. Yeah, them dudes, them dudes is fire.
On your second verse, my nigga, when you say Daddy Grudges could have been out this ghetto, that's how he loved us. Died a horrible sickness. Shit, look, I'm glad he suffered. Man.
Yeah.
Kind of touched me. I was like, damn, son. Wow.
I ain't going to lie to you, man. Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. That's what I'm not
like
going to do.
The vengeance, rage, revenge, wrath. I love the hook on here, too. I like that. I fuck with this song, my nigga. I'm not going to hold you, man. And then Lust. This is like, my nigga, from when the beat dropped, man, I'm hearing that soulful harmonizing from, I know this soulful harmonizing, man. Let me ask you a question first. Who's his brother? Was it Nine Wolf? Is that his name? I'm pronouncing that right?
IX Wolf,
right?
Yeah. It could be Nine Wolf, too.
Yeah, that kind of threw me off. I'm like, okay, the Roman numeral?
Right. It could be. Yeah. You just fucked me up with that. Like, damn, have I always been calling this nigga IX and this shit Nine? Like,
Hold on, what do you call this nigga, though?
I call him IX, man. But I could be wrong. He never corrected me. He never corrected me. It could be Nine, my nigga. My bad.
Explain to me how this works, though, because it's produced by you and Spech. How does this work?
So the beginning of Lust, I did it, and then you know the second half with Wolf on it. That's a Spech beat. So it was two separate songs, and I'm like. It was two separate songs. I'm like, you know, I'll be just creating, man. I'll just be creating. Like, let me put these shits together, man. Fuck it. You know, I'm creating, man. So that's basically what that was. Man, just creating.
I swear you niggas is stubborn, still hating on the next man. Now you're fool getting cold watching other niggas that's clubbing. I ain't into the stubbing. I made it for it. Y'all niggas more like Jason Collins. I'm too straightforward. Is there? Do you think there's a lot of subbing with rappers online? Do you get that feel?
Yes. I ain't into it. I'm straightforward. Right. You know, you see me. I'm coming straight at you.
Yeah.
I'm coming straight at you. Like, if you said it, I'm coming straight at you. Like, what you mean by that? Like, you know. And
Stay right there. So this is what I feel, man. I'm not starting trouble, but I gotta ask you a question. I felt that you ran up on Conway looking for smoke.
All right, so here's what that is.
All right.
Because like we all kind of, I don't want to say we know each other, like, you know, maybe behind the scenes or shit. I ain't gonna say that.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of fuck with Benny, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then Conway a little bit. I really don't. I fuck with niggas, though. You know what I mean? On a certain type of level. So when I seen that, I'm not going to lie. I thought he was talking about me. I'm not going to lie. I thought he was talking about me.
You got paranoid, nigga. About me. He was talking about you, man.
Bruh.
I
had a problem with the list. He said, yo, if anybody got a problem with the list, I'm like, well, I had a problem with the list. Like, you know, publicly.
Right.
I did. So like, all right, so it's definitely not no like, but I'm competitive.
So hold on, man. So let me ask you a question. You see Conway's tweet, right? What's the first thing you before you hit send, my nigga? What's going through your brain right now, though, as you see that tweet, though?
I'm like, this nigga talking about me.
That's
the first thing. Like, he ain't talking about me. It got to be me. Like, But that's just me being crazy. It's not knowing him. That's not knowing him. He definitely probably wasn't even. He probably wasn't even thinking about me. But or maybe he was.
That was Jim Jones, though. That was the Jim Jones, though.
Oh,
I think I believe.
Oh, maybe so. But why would he do that with Jim? You know what I'm saying? Like, why would he think about that?
Let me tell you why. I did a story about that. Basically, Jim said that even though he was number 10, because he was number 10, right, that he had coming for everybody on the list. And if they could go to the booth
like
or whatever
that.
How they want to do it, he went on Instagram. Tell me about that life.
That
shit sounds
Man,
you like that. Yeah, you like that because you from that club. Jim ain't built like that. No disrespect to Jim, but if he throw a beat on a ton of niggas a rap, he's not standing with you niggas. I'm no disrespect to Jim.
Wait, hold on. Let me stand up for Jim a little bit.
Okay, I love Jim.
You know, I don't know, I don't know him like that. So, but let me say this. He's gotten a lot fucking better.
That's
he ain't trash, man. Like, and he's working.
Far from it.
Like, so I really didn't have a problem with him on the list because he working, bro. Like, the list was a 2021 list. Who's doing what? And he's, I think, out of the whole list he's put out, he was working more than anybody on that list. You know what I'm saying? Like, he put out more shit than anybody on that list. So I'm like, all right, well, I kind of see that. Like, I see Jim on. I wasn't arguing with Jim on that list. I really wasn't.
Are you
I really
cool
wasn't Jim
right.
10.
Go ahead. Are you cool with Hov and Nas on the list?
All right, so look, Hov is they boss, so yes. I mean, let's keep it real, though. Let's just keep it straight.
True.
Let's be straight. Right? Come on, that's they boss, my nigga. Like, come on, that's they boss. Let's, you're not gonna grill them and putting their boss on a list, like you. But no, you can't do that. Let them put their boss on a list, bro. Like,
Jay should be on a list, though.
He doesn't care, but he does care. Yo, Jay, you'd be surprised, man. I know this nigga Jay. You'd be fucking surprised, man. Come on, man. Everybody's a competitor, man. Everybody's a competitor. You think all that money? He's been rich forever. He's been rich forever.
Right.
He needs shit to do. He of course he wants to be on that list. If he's not on that list, he's calling them niggas. Like, yo, what's up with you? You work for me. Like, them
Jay's
niggas
not
going to piss their balls
off. Jay's not even consistent with the music, though. Jay's not even consistent with the music. He dropped two verses. One was
good
not
enough.
Good on DMX's album. Like, it was
mad. Good enough, man. Look, that's their boss, so we're going to leave Hov alone. That's their boss.
I'm going to leave Hov alone.
Boom, right. We're going to leave Hov alone, right? That's their boss. All right,
Nas,
no. Man. You got to take him off. Take him off.
Well, hold on. Can we make the argument Nas is fresh off the Grammy? Nas had a better verse than Hov on the DMX album. You know what I mean? He was on the Khaled album. He tried to do songs with Lil Durk and them niggas. He shouted out DJ Academics on his whatever. You know what I mean?
What are these statistics you running on? Like, what are these?
Yeah, this is stats. This is stats. Don't give me red. This is official stats.
Hey,
yeah. Nas and Jones do Academics and then shout out Academics. I was like, okay, shout out to you guys.
We're not going to do that.
And
look. Look, a lot of people be mad at me. Yo, remember this. And a lot of people like, oh, look, bro, Nas is my hero.
Right.
He's one of my heroes, man. Nas is one of my heroes. So I'm going to hold him at a different standard than everybody else. That's just what it is. For me, I'm going to hold Nas at a different standard. That verse on Khaled shit, that ain't what it is, bro.
That's just me.
That's my opinion.
Opinion,
three. I didn't like it.
I'm with you, man.
You don't get to be on the list, bro. You don't get to be on the list for that verse, bro. No.
Yeah.
Hell no. Nigga. No.
I don't think niggas, but Rand, do you feel me on this? I don't think because you have a hot verse should make you get on the list either.
Absolutely not. Nope.
A hot
Absolutely
verse?
Not.
What are we doing?
Nah, it had to be like the craziest verse of the year,
right.
and we're not talking that. So yeah, no, I don't even know the rest of the list, but most of them niggas.
I'm not a fan of this. I don't listen to this guy's music heavy, but I respect what he's doing, and I know he's a leader of the new school. I respect what he's doing. The baby, he was number one on the list. I have no problem with him being on that.
Lil baby,
2021.
He's
moving. Yeah, Lil baby. Pardon me. He's moving
baby.
And shaking. Right, I see what he's doing. He's moving
like
and shaking.
Him.
I have no. Listen, I think Moneybagg Yo should have been on that list before some other niggas. If you want to keep
he's
it real,
fire. Money. Yo, Moneybagg Yo is fire. They tripping.
Nas
I put out. Him on the list.
I would have been Nas and Jay. I would have put Moneybagg
yes.
Yo. That's me.
Yes.
We
man.
Keeping.
I'm not
that's
mad
moving.
At you.
Yeah, nigga,
yeah, that's
moving.
Yo, he,
and I see his name popping
he's
up.
He's fire. No, he's fire,
mm-hmm.
bro.
Yeah, he's fire. He's
fire, man. Like,
do we talk
yeah,
about
he's
niggas
fire,
that's moving
man.
And shaking? Yeah. In 2021.
I like that you admitted that. Not even admitted, because, nigga, if you fire, you fire. Like, I like that
yeah.
you even noticed that.
Yeah, the Moneybagg Yo
is fire, and he's popping. And he's fire. Like, I listen to lyrics.
He's
like,
right now,
he's fire.
That
like,
Wokisha shit?
He be sliding on
shit.
He be sliding. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. He's sliding on shit.
Another young boy got arrested recently, Ran. Pusha T, too. He's another young boy. Niggas are going crazy
yes.
over this young boy,
yeah.
man. Dirk?
I don't see why they not on.
Dirk?
Yeah.
Dirk.
I don't know why
but
he.
Nah,
on. I could argue Dirk because you could argue whether he's a rapper or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, even
right.
though he fire,
right.
I'm not saying Dirk, but you know
right.
what is he doing? Like, is it rapping or whatever? But
right.
he's definitely fire.
Right.
But I'm with you with Moneybagg and Pusha. I'm with you on that one. And Lil Baby's fire too. So I don't got no
Lil
problem
baby.
With
doing.
Mm-hmm. Nah, they fire, man. I got no problem with that. I got a problem with your inactivity. But you still on a list and shit, like, on A list.
Yeah, that's. I don't know
but,
what's about.
You
man.
Know, we giving these a lot of attention over this list. We
yeah,
at the end of the day,
yeah,
that
yeah,
shit,
fact,
that's
fact,
yeah.
yeah.
Who gives
fact,
a fuck
fact,
at the end of the day? But it's something to talk about, though.
Yeah, right. Now,
Back and I'm not a liar. I'm, I'm not a liar. I'm not a liar, bro. Look, I want to be on A-list. So that's just what that is.
Real,
I want to be on everybody.
Being honest.
Yeah, nah.
Right.
I'm honest, man. Oh, so yeah. Now, that's where I stand on that.
Now, back on Wrath, you said I had a South plug. My cousin betrayed me, so I don't count blood. I thought that was crazy, and it kind of reminded me what's up with you and rappers having issues with your cousins, because Kanye West on Real Friends said that his cousin's on his laptop, and I'm like, well, damn, what's up with you niggas and these cousins, though, man? But, no, the rap song, man, I really like that, and that's when you had said, I've been doing this 20 years. You can see the devotion. When life is an open book, you can read the emotion. I thought that was fucking phenomenal. And that's when the beat switched up at the 2:46 mark. And I was like, okay, what's going on
that's
with the freaking beat here, right? What are we doing here? You feel me?
Yeah, just creating.
Yeah,
just being me being, being just doing different shit, man. But I do that. You know, I switch the beat. You know, I've done that through all my projects. So that's just what I do, man.
Facts. And then we go to the Sloth joint produced by Chup here, man. And I was not familiar with this brother, J.R. Is that, am I pronouncing it right?
Yeah, yes. J.R.
This beat is
J.R.
This beat is fucking hard. J.R., pardon me. J.R., pardon me. Yo, Ren, this beat by Chup is very hard, my nigga. It gives me that Havoc kind of Mobb Deep vibes. I'm not going to lie to you. This beat was real crazy, my nigga.
Yeah.
Got a song on here you can drop a video for, Ren, man. What we doing with a visual, dogs? There's a couple of these joints. There's like three joints definitely you can drop a video for, dogs.
I know.
This is one of them.
I know. You don't think I know these things, man?
What you mean you know, it's nigga? What you mean? Talk to me, though. You producing songs, too? Like, you know, how do you, let me ask you a question. How do you feel about your production, though? How are you feeling behind the boards, though? Getting more comfortable doing that?
No, I'm not a producer, man. I'm not a producer, man. I just, I hear something, sometimes when I'm sitting at the computer and I don't hear a beat, people producing send me some shit and I don't hear a beat, sometimes I just dive into my samples and be like, oh, shit. And I just do it myself. So I'm not a producer, though, but you will see in the future, you know, me, like I said, I'm not Dr. Dre, man. Like, if I can loop some shit up, put a drum here, I'm gonna do that. I hate to say it producing, but I make beats. Put like that.
Wait a minute, you make beats?
Yeah, I make beats. I don't produce. Producing is something totally different. You know what I'm saying? So
what
yeah, producing is different, man. Anybody can make a beat. Not anybody can produce. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but Ran, what's the right terminology then, my brother? What's the right terminology use for what you do then?
All right. So there's tons of rappers,
mm-hmm.
and then there's a couple hip artists. You know,
okay.
You start off as a rapper, and then if you're good enough, you become an artist. Now you start out as a beat maker. You make beats, and then you evolve into a producer. So Pharrell is not a beat maker; he's a producer.
Mm.
And Dr. Dre is a producer. You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? They produce records.
Right.
They just don't hit pads or loop beat. Or you know what I'm saying? They produce records. You know what I mean? If you get a Pharrell produced track, it might have a hook on it already with him, you know what I'm saying, with him on the hook already,
right.
Or him with an idea of the hook and he might tell you like, yo, say this or say it like this, or you know, he's producing a record. So I just make a beat. Like, here's the beat.
Wow.
Like, that's all I do. I'm not, yeah, it's a totally different, there's a difference between a rapper and a fucking artist. Two different things, man. A lot of niggas rap and that's cool.
Right.
And you could be a great rapper. There's mad niggas that's great rappers. Like Cannabis is a fucking great rapper. But
right.
Then there's an artist part right. of it. There's an artist part
mm-hmm.
of it. And that's why I equate that shit to. So I can make a beat here and there, but I can't produce.
Mm. And then obviously we have the Pride joint that's been bubbling for a while here and everything like that. No brainer mm-hmm. that to put it on the project, and you already got love for this song already. We love Pride is fucking fire. But that was also on the soundtrack, no? The Griselda soundtrack? Am I correct on it? Correct on it?
Yeah. So yeah, Seven been like kind of done last year.
mm-hmm.
Should been
wow.
done. I got projects. Yeah, I got like so. Yeah, this shit old to me. So that's why I gotta be warming up. This shit is old to me, but when people hear it, I guess they know. Cause that's why I be thinking like it's not gonna get the reaction because I done heard it a million times. So yeah, Seven was done last year, and I'm just keeping it real. Then Benny hit me. You know, he said he was doing a movie. He said he needed a joint. So that's when I was like, let me see what I could do. So I was like, fuck it. What I do is give him a joint off this Seven shit, and then I could just flip it. Like, all right, y'all already heard Pride, and now here comes Seven. So, and it kind of just worked out like that.
I would like you and Benny to do a song over again, another song together.
Yeah, that's not what people think. That wasn't. We didn't do that song together, so you know.
That's not your fault.
I keep it real. I keep it 100. Like that was.
I know you do, brother. I know you. Trust me.
That was a put together. That was a put together joint. You know what I mean? That was a put together business. That's business. That joint was business. That wasn't me and him knowing what the situation was. Like, all right, me and Benny. Me and Ran, I know that I got this assassin across the street about to come up for my blood. Let's go. You know what I mean? It wasn't one of them things. It's just like a put together type joint. Like, so, nah, that was business. That was business. That wasn't the art. That wasn't the artistry of it. That wasn't the art.
It sounded like politics, man. Am I right on that?
Nah, it's definitely. Yes.
When music gets conducted like that, man, you know, it doesn't feel organic in my sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like when I see you working with Banks and other niggas roam streets, and these niggas, you can feel that it's organic. You feel the organic, you know what I mean? And shit like that.
I agree. No, I agree.
What's going on with you, Spaz, Shay? Are we getting some more music from you guys? Or I know Shay right now dealing with a lot of stuff. Shout out to my homegirl Shay right quick, man. You know what I'm saying?
I talked to Shay today. She's holding up. She's trying to hold up.
Right.
You know, rest in peace, man, her brother and shit.
Rest in peace, her brother, man. We'll talk. For real.
I told her today, man, I know I lost two brothers, so I know. So
right.
It's like right. It's hard, you know what I mean? It's hard. So you're not really thinking about rap.
Right. That's the last thing on your mind, right?
You
know. Trying to put music together and bars together. That's just like
just give her space, like so she just definitely
facts.
Giving her space.
Facts. Facts. Facts.
So that's where we are with that. Like,
What's left on the bucket list? Anybody else you want to rap with that you haven't rapped with yet, though? That you know, I got a name. you spoke about that. I got a joint that I want to hear. I got three. I got you and two other niggas. I want to hear do a song together. I want you, Papoose, and Crooked Eye.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be, of course, it's going to be a lyrical masterpiece.
That's going to be fucking
but look,
crazy.
You said bucket list. Like, bro, I got a bucket list, man.
You got a bucket list?
I got a bucket list. Yeah, man. Jay-Z, Nas. That's it.
Do you want that for nostalgic purposes, or do you want? Because first of all, let me tell you what's gonna happen. You can't have a slow beat with Nas. Nas doesn't sound good on slow beats. So
I don't care I don't care what he sound like. If he slip up, I'm gonna kill his ass. If he slip, I'm gonna kill his ass. That's, I don't care what he sound like.
But yo, I gotta poke you though. Pause. I gotta rip you though, man. I only felt one person got you the verse. One person.
Let me see. Who? Let's debate.
Royce. Royce.
Yeah, I can see it. We just discussed that, like. But then it's like,
that's
to me, look. You know, here's what I'm going to equate that to, right? So that's preference, man. Like, battle, we both love battle rap. So it's like, that's a preference.
Yes.
To me, that's preference. Like, whatever you, like, you know what I mean? You like the, you might like the how I'm coming, or you might like how Roy's coming. So to me, that's preference. And he cheated, too. Royce is a cheater.
Yo, I got a story to tell you.
He's a fucking cheater.
Royce listened to my show, right, with me and Watson, right? Shout out my brother Watson. And the nigga said me and Royce was on the phone for a good 40 minutes, real talk, and we spoke about this. And he was like, you sound like you had a problem with me rapping. I said, no, Royce, I'm saying it's a Ransom song featuring Royce the 5'9". If I didn't know, it would sound like Royce featuring Ransom. And I love both of you niggas, I'm saying this.
He's a cheater, yo.
That's my
person. He be cheating. No, look, I'm not gonna run with that. Look, he's a cheater, right? Hold on. Let's dive into this. He's a cheater for one. Right. And this is me, and I gotta get credit for this. When I send for a feature, I don't just send no beat. I'm gonna send my verse, right? Every time. There's not one time I always send my verse over.
Oh, okay.
So you know how I'm coming. So you can sit there and really kill me, like, right? So I'm talking about every feature I've ever done in my whole life. So how many times have I ever been killed? Like, knowing that I sent my verse, you listening, like, all right, I'm about to get this nigga. Right? So that was that situation. Here, Royce, take this. I know how you about to come. I know how you about to come. Hey. I think I'm okay. And then what he do? He going to come and send an 80. Like, we're not doing that. He's a cheater. I'm just calling the blame. He's a fucking cheater.
Can I ask you a question about the sending verses thing? Yeah, he did kill that shit. Let me ask you about the sending verses thing. As a rapper, though, when somebody sends you over a track, should they not send you the verse also, though?
I believe that. And I'm not going to say no names. Niggas be sending beats over. Niggas be sending no verses over. Hey. I don't say no names, but you know who you are. Niggas be sending straight beats. Like, what is this? This is your track. This is your track.
Yeah.
Like,
your track.
Like, you want me to set the tone on your shit?
Right.
So it's like, all right, I never do that. I've never done that ever in my whole career.
That's kinda
crazy. Always gone.
I would look at a nigga kind of sideways, like, fam, you sending me over the track just to beat only, and you going to be the rap nigga? Like, huh?
Yeah, that should be crazy. It's being done as we speak. Trust me. It's being done as we speak. So I deserve a little bit of credit. If you say a nigga edged me, I deserve a little bit of credit. I put my neck on the line. I sent the fucking killer my bars on the track already. Like, do what you do, nigga. That's how I'm that confident. Like, yo, do what you fucking do, nigga. And he did what he did. So it's like, it's to me, it's still preference, though. You might like the way I'm coming. To me, I'm still the greatest.
You my nigga, I'm being honest, man. If you know, man. If you're into hip hop and you see what's going on out here, and if you like good music and good bars and shit like that and consistency, real niggas know the vibes and what's going on out here, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just know what's going on. You've been, all right, killing shit, my nigga. You've been killing shit. Listen, Ray, you really been back, what, 2 years, right? Consistently, right?
2 years, yeah. Last year, 2020.
Last year, yeah.
Not even a full 2 years. Not even a full 2 years.
Wow.
I'm about to make a bold statement on your show right now, right? I'm about to say some shit.
Oh, boy. Talk to me.
And I want you to hear it, so we can revisit this.
Okay.
By the end of this year, maybe mid next year, I will be considered the best rapper in the game, hands down. No, I don't give a fuck about no list. If you don't put me, you're fucking. If you leave me off a list, people will be at your house with pitchforks and fucking flames. End of this year, I'm going to be considered the best rapper in the game, period.
Okay, let's stay there for a second. Let me ask you this. So let's go here. The Rome Street Project and the P-Rock Project. I can't let you just walk out the back door. Is that dropping this year? That's the real question I need to know, because that tells me a lot.
Look, I'm gonna give you some nuggets, man.
My nigga.
All right, so the Rome Street shit done.
Jesus Christ.
That shit been done. Oof. All right, so let's just forget about that one. That shit been done. And that shit got you already know that.
How many drinks? Just give me how many drinks.
That shit got 8 joints. 2 skits. It's 10 joints. All right. So your man Pete Rock.
He's been,
I don't know what's wrong with him. He's been slow rolling with the beats. So
Stay right there for a second. You my man. You my guy, so I can say this to you. Is it more of you trying to work faster than P-Rock? Respectfully, kid.
I'm ready to go, man. I'm like, yo, what's up with you, old man? Let's get it going. What are we doing?
That's crazy.
Yeah, so he's a little slow motion with it. But look, right. I'm gonna give you a little nugget, man. Last night, I mean, I know I put up a little video on my Instagram before, but I was with DJ Premier last night, and you know, I'm gonna just leave that there. I was with DJ Premier last night. And we was working some things out.
Wow.
That's just that, right? All right. First time I'm saying this, and I can say it because it's basically already is in the works.
Breaking news. Let's go.
I'm gonna say what I'm working on, like right now.
Okay.
This week coming up, I will be doing a Harry Fraud joint. So that's that. So what you said? We said P Rock. We said DJ Premier. Next week is Harry Fraud. P Rock Premier. We got Rome Streets already. That's already done. Me and Homo Street. And hold on. I got a solo album just with different producers that's done. That's going to be the album of the year. I don't know what year I can put it out because it's already done. So it's like, all right, what am I doing? I am locked and loaded. Hold on. Big Ghost shit coming. The big old shit been done since January.
What?
So what we doing? Yeah, that shit done. That shit. You talking July with that?
My nigga, yo, your work ethic is, I'm listening to you, my nigga, it's phenomenal, and it's damn near almost fucking scary that you're sitting on material since January. And to you, my nigga, you think that shit is sitting, my nigga, you said a second ago, oh, I be having joints in the stash three, so to me, I play that shit, it gets old. My nigga, we didn't hear them shits because you sit on, my nigga, just because you sit on this shit, that's you, man. We didn't hear them shits, my nigga. Don't get mad at us. Don't call us just throwaways and shit because we ain't hear them drinks and shit. Come on, my nigga. You got to let us hear this nigga sit on mad music. Wait.
I was scared about seven. I'm like, I don't know about this. That's how long I had that shit. I had that shit since last year. So I'm like, I don't know. I don't even know I should put this out. So the only reason it came out is because it was already up. It was already up. You know what I mean? Like, so I uploaded it ahead of time. So it was already scheduled to come out. That's the only reason it probably, because I'd have probably chickened out and been like, let me change it. Let me add a verse here or do something new. So what I do now is once I finish a project, I upload it and have that shit already locked and loaded. So I can't change it and go back and start tweaking with it. Cause I'm a perfectionist, so I'll go and start fucking with it. So I was scared about seven, I ain't gonna lie. But then, you know, I'm like, damn. And then when I listen back, I'm like, nah, this shit kind of fire. Okay, I'm like, all right, fuck it. My bad. I was like, my bad. That shit kind of fire.
Oh,
bad.
My God. Wow.
Yo, wait until you hear this fucking Big Ghost shit. You're gonna fucking lose your fucking
yeah,
mind,
you keep stressing
bro.
That though. That shit must sound fire, my nigga. That's about three times you done plug the Big Ghost project though. That sound kind of crazy, Rand. You been plugging it hard though. Is that the next project up?
July, man. And not late July either. And not late July. I'm coming right after seven, man.
Wow.
Shit, I wish it could be June. I'm ready to go. Like,
is the producer
they
gonna
not
work
ready,
with?
Man.
I like. Are you familiar with Jingle Swift?
We follow each other on Instagram and Twitter.
Yo,
we gotta
nice
get
producer.
Together, man. He got some shit. Yeah, he got some shit.
P.A. Dre, who R.J. Payne's homie. P.A. Dre's dope too.
Yeah, yeah.
He drop a lot of heat. You know what I'm saying? Some good brothers.
Yeah, me and Payne working too. So yeah, I know you, Payne. Yeah, no, me and Payne working,
Payne
man.
Hard, man.
I got some shit on his shit. That's fucking straight up illegal. Like, you shouldn't even be able to rap like that. So I got, and then he's on the Big Ghost shit. So it's like, nah, we working, bro.
How did you like working with Papoose on a grown man song? That was a very concept song you guys had, man. Perspective, I fucked with that heavy up.
That was dope. Like, you know, that was dope. Like, that was out of the blue. Like, all right, Pat. I'm like, yeah, that's what's up. Like, and then, you know, we from that era. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Banks,
right.
Papoose, like, yeah, we from that era, so... There was nothing like to do that shit. I'm like, oh, that's what's up. Let's knock that shit out. So, and then definitely I'm gonna have him on, you know, my upcoming shit, whatever. I don't like to force it. So if I hear something that I hear Pap on, he's definitely gonna be on that. So it's dope. It's
the first time you guys
linked
up, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it is. After all these years, it's crazy. I mean, we've been on joints together. Like K-Slay, you know what I mean? We've been on joints together, but not like to this capacity where it's his joint, my joint type shit. So,
right.
Yeah, no, that's love. I fuck with Pap.
I think you and Pap right now, man. I think, yo, I'm going to be real with you, Rand. You and Pap right now are holding this shit down when it comes to music because Pap is dropping every month. You know what I mean? He's dropping a shit every month, and it's not bad at all. He's dropping quality music,
crazy.
So it's like, I'll be looking at niggas like, be that like, fam, how the fuck, you know, you're not recognizing that. How you cover hip-hop, you know, I'm not
and
just trying to just be that again, but, you know, that's all I'll be saying, man. Like, my nigga, you have to talk,
didn't
you
have
to
have, like,
acknowledge that, man.
Didn't be that have, like, honorable mentions, too? Like, I think
he's
on his list.
I don't think I saw honorable mentions, did he?
I could have sworn he had some honorable mentions, and I didn't see Pat Poots on there.
Sam,
so I'm like,
niggas is wild.
I could have sworn I seen some honorable mentions, like. But it's cool. Like, look, he said, now he cleaning up and say, yo, nah, that's just my mid-year list. All right, I'm gonna see you December list, nigga. I'm on your ass.
I'm gonna say another name also, and I rock with this nigga heavy, man. He's dope. But he's not consistent with the music. I love Storm God, but he's not consistent with music. I be tweeting this nigga, fam, you gotta drop some music or what, bro? Like, it's one thing to be nice, my nigga, but if you're not dropping music on a regular basis and I'm not hearing that shit, I can't put you in there with these niggas that's outside every day, all day. Ransom is dropping music. Fat Boots is dropping music. Like, you have to acknowledge that, bro. You know?
I agree with you, but me being an artist and a real person aside from the artist, like I don't even know what that man going through. Like you know what I'm saying? Like you just don't know what a nigga going through. Like a nigga could be having sex in his family, or you just don't know. Like you really don't know. Like so it's like I can't. You just don't know. Three, you just don't know. Like, he's not a vocal or a visual type. So you don't see him. He don't see him talking. So you don't know what he's going through behind the scenes. Is it something contractually? Is it business? Could be holding him back from, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but my nigga,
you just don't know
what
he's going through.
But my thing is this, Ransom. If you cover hip-hop, you have to see what niggas are talking about. You got to see what's moving the needle. You got to see on social. Who are niggas talking about right now? Who is this? Oh, for real? This is what y'all talking about right now? This is what the timeline is talking about right now, my nigga. Like, you don't see that? If I'm seeing certain artists that I might not be familiar with, but I see their name bubbling. You have to see it.
He sees it.
To see it, man. Come on. That's the point I'm making. Yeah, you see it, man.
I never see it.
There's no way.
I know.
This is director's cut. 1, 2, and 3. Deleted scenes. And any verses nigga drops, he's killing niggas. I love the joint with Styles P on fucking Rosenberg shit. I love this song with fucking you and Papoose on Papoose on Made Project. Those are fucking phenomenal verses, man. You rapping with all the nice niggas, and all the nice niggas are rapping together. That's the dope shit. All the nice niggas are rapping together.
That is
together.
Dope. That's dope. That is dope, man. It's giving me that feel again. Oh, yeah. I gotta get with him, man. I'm about to hit him. I said that today.
Conway on some back and forth shit? I think that would be crazy.
I'm gonna test his chin.
David Styles. Yeah.
I'm gonna see where he at. I'm gonna reach out and be like, yo, Con, what's up? What are we doing? It's like, what are we doing? Let's get it.
Let's get it, man. You know what I'm saying?
And then look, me and Benny need a do-over.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Me and Benny, we need a real joint. We need a real joint that me and him actually...
This is a Pete Rock joint. You got any joints you done with Pete Rock?
I just told you what's up with this dude. Like, yo, what's up? I hit this nigga like, yo, Pete, what's up? What are we doing? Where's the bees? Like, this shit could have been done already. Yo, man, you know. All right, man, look.
Beat Jamaica, man. Niggas move to a little different beat, man.
All right, I get that. Well, this next nigga just sent me some beats, so I'm about to start working on that shit. So, what are we doing,
man?
I'm about to
need that P-Rock ransom, man. I'm sorry. I was hyped for that. Rand, I'm hyped for you and P-Rock.
No, that's
like hyped.
I'm not saying that's not coming. I'm not saying that. It's taking longer than I thought. This is what I need, too. I be needing niggas to put pressure on niggas, man. Like, you know, niggas be on Twitter, man. They be on Twitter. Like, when I seen Primo... I seen Primo the other night. He was like, yo, man, I said something on Twitter. A fan asked me, yo, what's up with that Primo joint? And I said, ask him, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he ghosted me right now. And when I seen him, They're like, yo, man, what was that on Twitter? I'm like, nah, man, what's up? I'm trying to put pressure on. I need to work. Let's work. I'm trying to get this shit done. What's up? What are we doing? Let's work, Preem. I said, look, I told him. I said, Preem, I'm never going to be who I say I'm trying to be unless I get a Preem joint. That's what I need.
Wow.
Jay did it. Jay did it. Big did it. Nas did it. What's up? I have to do it. Kiss did it. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm going to be who I say I got to be, I'm trying to be the greatest. I need a Preem. I need Preem joints. And that's just that.
Wow.
What's up with this nigga? What's up with this nigga Alchemist, man?
Yeah, I want to give you Alchemist, yeah. I'll be honest with you. I don't know, but I'll be honest with you. Have I liked a lot of Alchemist beats as of late? I can't say I have. But I know you do what you do, but I'm just saying, like, some of the beats is like, yeah, you know?
You know what? I bring it out of niggas. You know why, Three? I'm going to tell you this one, Three. I'm not going to accept every beat. Niggas be mad at me, though.
Wow.
Niggas be like, niggas will send a pack, and I be like, and I like one. And I be like, all right, well, I got one. You got to send another pack, and I might, you know what I mean? So that might deter a lot of producers, but I be like, man, look, I got to like what I like, and I'm going to write to what I write to. So I don't give a fuck if it's fucking Dr. Dre. I'm lying. Dr. Dre can send a beatbox over, and I'm rapping over that shit. I'm lying.
Mm.
But you know what I'm saying, though, right? Like, I'm not just going to pick any beat.
Come on. I know exactly what you're saying, my nigga. So hold on. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're in June right now, right? And you're fresh off the 7 project, of course. Are we talking about another release in August? Can we push it August?
July.
This nigga's not playing around. Okay, July. Jesus Christ.
Hey. Big Ghost. The Big Ghost Project. Big Ghost.
Maybe Big Ghost Project. All right.
Yep. That's in July.
Any features? July.
And then Yeah.
We'll wait for that.
I mean, I just said RJ Payne. RJ Payne will be on this. I said that. So there's others though. But
I just want to say to you, man, I'm proud of you, man, that you're making dope music for niggas like myself and my brother to listen to and rock out to for the culture itself. A lot of niggas fuck with you. A lot of niggas think you're the nicest nigga. A lot of niggas are mad about niggas' list, as they should be. We need to let niggas know what the fuck. You can't be out here just spewing bullshit and covering hip-hop and not having niggas like Ransom in conversation. That is fucking crazy to me. Just like you show niggas other niggas love, the Moneybagg Yos, the Pusha's, well, that's cool. But you got to show the lyricist niggas love also. That's making dope, quality, soulful music. I got to throw the soulful in there because I just love what you're doing with the production also. I love the beat you're rhyming on. That's another thing. I love the beats Ransom is rapping on. I got to make sure I emphasize that. So, Ram, man, I appreciate you as always, King, man. Mm-hmm.
That's dope, man. Like always, though, Three. Anytime you need me, I'm there.
Just always, show love all the time, man. You know what I'm saying? Always, man.
Yeah, nah. Just a chosen few, though. Just a chosen few, and you definitely one of the chosen few.
I love it, man. I appreciate you too, man.
I need you to be one of the upper echelons of journalism, of rap journalism. So that's what I'm pushing for. So anything I can do to help, I'm here.
You know, do me a favor. Get me in contact with Metro Man.
I don't even. I was about to laugh. I don't know.
Favors. I need a Method Man interview. If anybody can get me in contact with Method Man, because there's some niggas in this culture that's cool with meth, but they hating on me, man. They don't want me to talk to meth. But I'm not going to say niggas'
that's
name.
That's fucked up.
I'm going to leave it. I'll be nice.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it's fucked up. It's fucked
no, that's fucked up.
Fucked up.
But you know what's crazy about? I was about to lie and say I don't know meth, but I do know Method Man. But I do know Method Man. I do know him. I do know him. But I'm going to... I do not have any contact with Method Man. If I did, I would shoot that right over.
Of course, I know you would. I know you would, man. You my guy, man.
I would put y'all on text together.
Of course. I'm gonna get in contact with that though. Ram, man, I appreciate you, King.
Nah, I appreciate you too, man. Just stay up and keep doing what you're doing, brother.
My nigga Ram, man. That's what it is, man. Shout out to my nigga Duffel Bag, Ram. Y'all know the vibes already, man. PSA Hip Hop, man.